On Friday, the Vikings won 37-34 in a game that went down to the final minute. Stuart Kahn scored 15 points that night, including the final steal, basket, and foul shot that put Petersburg up by 3 points for good. Jordan LaPerry and Wolf Brooks both scored six. On Saturday, the Wolves won 54-49. Kahn had 26 points in that game. Shel Whitstock added 11, and Alan McKay scored eight. Coach Rick Brock says the Wrangell gym was loud with two competitive games.
It was awesome to see as many people from Petersburg come over. Even more people showed up on Saturday. And then, you know, when the word gets around that the game was good on Friday, then the gym was pretty packed. And like I said, lots of noise, lots of energy. And good hard-fought games on both sides. Wrangell really came after us. And, you know, overall, I hope we learned a few things, you know. We lost the game on Saturday in the second quarter. It wasn't in the first, third, or fourth. It was we dug ourselves too deep of a hole in the second quarter.
The Vikings got into foul trouble in the second quarter of Saturday's game and were outscored by the Wolves 17-5. Petersburg was able to tie up that game in the second half, but the Wolves pulled ahead and went on to take the win. The Vikings are now 13-5 on the season, and Saturday's loss was the first against a 2A opponent this season. Petersburg's still in position to capture the top seed at the regional tournament, but still has to win on the road in Metlakatla this weekend. Coach Brock says there's a lot of basketball left.
You know, Wrangell's got a very good squad, and so does Metlakatla. And, you know, the seeding is important. We talked about that the other day. But just as important as we have to continue to play better. And so hopefully we learn some things this weekend. Metlakatla still has to travel to Wrangell, so... and I think we have four conference games left. Everybody else has six. So there's a lot of the season left. Going to be some shuffling around as we go.
The boys play Friday and Saturday in Metlakatla. The Lady Vikings took two games from the Lady Wolves with the scores almost identical, 61-32 on Friday and 63-32 Saturday. Coach Dino Brock thinks his team has been getting off to a fast start on opponents with tough defense and running the ball.
I thought that we pushed the basketball well. Thought we rebounded well, played great defense. First night we were up 3-12 at the end of the first quarter. Kind of just started out the game rolling and playing well and going from there. The second night we're up 2-18, so we started out even stronger. And it really started out defensively, just playing solid defense and rebounding and running. And I thought we got up and down the floor. We ran hard all weekend.
Kylie Wallace led scoring both nights with 18 points the first game and 16 the next. On Friday, Emma Chase added 8 points, and Ruby Brock and Chandler Strickland each scored seven. Then on Saturday, Ruby Brock had 11 points with three players, Chase, Strickland, and Josie Pruce, all scoring 7 points. Brock heard good things about how his team was moving the ball through the weekend.
A lot of assists this weekend, especially on the break. Getting a quick outlet and getting lay-ins or getting quick shots.
The Lady Vikings improved to 15-1, and they head into three home games this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday's game is against Haynes with Metlakatla on Friday and Saturday. After this weekend, both teams have one more home series early next month against Craig. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.